This is Molly Gamble, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Emad Rizik. Dr. Rizik is the President and CEO of Accretive Health. He has more than 30 years of experience in the healthcare industry, and we are excited to get his input on a couple of questions everyone is asking. Dr. Rizik, thank you for taking the time to speak with me to share your expertise with readers.
It's my pleasure, Molly. I really appreciate the time to talk.
Great. So, Dr. Rizik, here is the first question we have for you today. In your opinion, what is the most challenging issue or issues facing health systems today?
I've spoken quite a bit to a lot of CEOs around the country, from smaller hospitals to larger hospitals, and I would say that the number one issue that they're facing right now are financial and reimbursement challenges. We call this sort of a perfect storm, where the fee-for-service payments are being reduced for the past couple of years and will continue to be reduced. Secondly, there'll be a movement from fee-for-service to fee-for-value. That level of complexity around reimbursement is quite significant, and you need new systems and new capabilities for health systems to develop. And I think the third is the performance-based nature of value-based reimbursement, the measurement of both the clinical, the financial, and the administrative performance is a challenging piece.
Thank you for your insight on that. That's a challenging issue and the perfect storm like you characterized there. Next, I'm curious to learn about an issue in healthcare that you really find frustrating. Can you explain what that is? And related to that, I also have another question. What is one problem in the industry that you'd like to solve overnight if you have the opportunity to do so?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of things that are currently frustrating in healthcare. I think the first one is that we still measure administrative and financial data separately from when we measure clinical outcomes. If there's an opportunity to start to bring together financial outcomes and clinical outcomes into a single database, or a single patient profile, that would be one large frustration that I currently have, is that they both sit in completely two different databases. And I think we will need them as we move forward to have more value-based reimbursement. The second piece is I think the health systems right now are struggling with being engaged with patients. I think patient engagement is significant. Patients generally will rank their interactions with healthcare systems as very low. They do not necessarily engage with them in a meaningful way. And also the patient education component in terms of teaching them the financial components of their responsibility, their out-of-pocket or their deductibles, and also the patients taking accountability for their own health. As you know, many of these chronic healthcare conditions require behavior modification. So if we can bring in a comprehensive view of the patient that is both financial and clinical into one patient record, then we have a full 360 view of the patient. And second is interacting and patient and engaging with the patient on both a financial and on a clinical basis. Those would be the two frustrations and probably the two things that I wish I could solve in the next 2 years. I also think that they are going to be 100% essential for us to be successful as we move from fee-for-service to fee-for-value.
Dr. Rizik, thank you so much for your time and insights today. To learn more about Accretive Health, please visit www.accretivehealth.com.